Bienvenidos and welcome to Fluency Fox's Tips and Tricks, Spanish Stress and Accents. Written accent marks over certain letters are called tildes, and they help us with our pronunciation and to differentiate Spanish words. The basic rule for verbally emphasizing certain syllables is as follows. If a word has a written accent, you emphasize that syllable. Ratón, ángel, azúcar. From there, there are two basic rules. If a word doesn't have a written accent and ends with a consonant other than N or S, the stress or the most verbally emphasized part of the word is on the last syllable. Abril, ciudad, hablar, doctor. If a word ends with a vowel or the consonants N or S, the stress is placed on the next to the last syllable. Otro, mucho, hasta, ahora, entonces, hablan, computadoras. There are some exceptions. For example, with possessive adjectives or personal pronouns. For example, me and me, they both sound the same. However, the accent over the personal pronoun me differentiates it from the possessive adjective me. We can see them used in the following example. Mi padre habla bien de mí. We can also see it with the example of the possessive adjective tú, which is you, and the personal pronoun tú, which has a written accent over the you, which means your. And we can see that used in the following example as well. Tú tienes tu dinero. Some words just have a written accent to differentiate them between other similar words. For example, él with an accent over the E is he, and él, which does not have a written accent over the E, is the word the. For example, él tiene el dinero. Te, with a written accent over the E, is the word for ti, and the object pronoun te, which is you, can be seen in this example. El mesero te da el te. Or for example, si, with a written accent over the I, means yes, and si, without the accent over the I, means if. For example, sí, quiero ir al restaurante si tienen comida mexicana. With those basic rules, you'll be able to pronounce words correctly and differentiate one word from another when they're spelled the same, but one has an accent and the other doesn't. Just as always, buena suerte. Join the conversation and live your bilingual dream.